Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text this morning is the lesson which you heard just a moment ago, Mark chapter 7, verses 1 through 8. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, when is a good thing not a good thing? No fair saying when the Pharisees are doing it. That's too easy. There's got to be a better reason than that. Jesus doesn't just come down on the Pharisees because he's got it in for the Pharisees. But there certainly are some circumstances in which something that's good really isn't good. You remember the sign hanging up in the locker room in your high school? When better is ever possible, good is not good enough. Like, if Bodie Miller comes home from his fifth and final Olympics with, let's say, one bronze medal, a very good thing, he'll probably still be remembered as one of America's most disappointing Olympians of all time. And sometimes good things are corrupted by association, like the whole Olympics, frankly, this time. The Olympics, a very good thing, somehow don't seem all that good when they're a showcase for a corrupt Russian regime. And of course, it could be much, much worse if it turns out to be a platform for terrorism. Even the Russian government's ban on homosexual activity, which is laudable, is so wrapped up in all kinds of other corruptions that even those of us who email our legislator here in Indiana supporting the marriage amendment have a really hard time applauding. In our text this morning, the Pharisees are advocating something that is good, a good thing. Our text. Now, when the Pharisees gathered to Jesus with some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem, they saw that some of his disciples ate with hands that were defiled, that is, unwashed. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands, something like this, a washing with the fist, holding to the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. And there are many other traditions that they observe, such as the washing of cups and pots and copper vessels and dining couches. Notice, by the way, that famous variant here, the ESV, is brought right up into the text. I point that out in honor of Dr. Kloa and Dr. Vels, who first showed me that variant many years ago. No possibility of claiming that baptizine is only immersion, okay? That's beside the point today. And the Pharisees and the scribes asked Jesus, "Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" Now, what could be wrong with clean hands? It's a good thing, right? Of course, you probably know that while God did not command this particular washing, which probably didn't really get the hands all that clean at all, God does, many times in the Old Testament, command other kinds of ceremonial washing, which really used a lot more water, like at the ordination of priests, or when the leper was cleansed, or any time someone had touched an unclean animal. All good stuff. God was a very good hygienist, you know. Just as God is a good psychologist, right? No better psych manual anywhere than the Scriptures. And God is a very good nutritionist, right? The Seventh-day Adventists offer a full line of Loma Linda foods that are modeled after the Old Testament dietary laws. They were in that business way before Whole Foods opened up, right? Good stuff. All good stuff. It's all good. Unless God is really something better. Unless these are really corruptions of the real intent of God's word. And then, a big ham sandwich at lunch today will be a really good thing. And yes, I will delight to wash my hands before eating, and even after, to get the mustard off. And yes, a beer this afternoon at Gemütlichkeit will be a good thing, even if a guy is still wearing his collar. And yes, I'll watch the opening ceremonies this evening and probably stay up way too late on school nights for the next couple of weeks, picking up the hockey and the skiing and maybe even a little curling. It's good stuff. It's all good. Unless somebody tells me that I've got to wash my hands to be good to go with God. Or if I think that I or others must have a beer to be a good confessional Lutheran, otherwise be accused of being a pietist. Or if, perhaps, I might think that I or others might have to wear a collar to be a good pastor. Or that I might have to confess my sins privately to be a good Christian. Or that I must do anything else to make myself better pleasing to God. In that case, a good thing is not a good thing. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. Substituting something of man, even a good thing, for anything of God is not good. At best, it's settling for a good thing when better is possible. Settling for a corrupt good when God offers something pure. Ultimately, it's just another way of substituting me for God. And the best good I can offer is damning. The best good that God offers is way better than good hygiene or good psychology or good nutrition. The good God offers is Christ. A good thing is not a good thing if it obscures Christ. That's the way our confessions talk about it again and again and again, talking about church usages or distinction of foods or good works. Anything I do that I think somehow makes me good before God is taking the place of Christ. And that's not good. That's how the Pharisees corrupted a perfectly good washing. One more thing to make themselves good. There was no need. Everything good was standing right there in front of them. Everything good is in Christ. And you are in Christ because you have been washed in the washing that is comprehended in God's command and connected with God's word. You have been sprinkled with the pure water. Nothing better possible. In your baptism, you have been washed in the blood that Jesus shed on the cross, given every good thing, a clean slate, an eternal clean bill of health, your Savior's best care, given every good thing that comes from Good Friday. You have been washed in the blood of Christ. You've been washed good. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.